This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our question of the moment: which feeble team across all sports do you wish your team could use as an unfair trading outpost? For example, mine is going to be the Phoenix Suns. They suck, but they have several usable pieces I would love to bring over to the Mavericks. And you might be like, oh, you can't get those guys. Oh, yes, I can, because in this scenario, they don't care what they're giving up. You could just take whatever you want. So you could pick whatever sport you want, but the team has to be no good. Which team do you want to raid for all of their players, and who do you want? Just a programming note for you guys so no one is alarmed and you understand what exactly is happening. At 10:59, there will be a one-minute moment of silence on our airwaves for George Floyd, and then we will be back on the other side. So just be aware of that. Now, the Phoenix Suns is my choice because, and this is good timing based off of the Mavericks segment we were just doing, there are three pieces in particular that I want to go ahead and pick up. I want Devin Booker, I want DeAndre Ayton, and I kind of want to go ahead and pick up Mikal Bridges while we're at it, because I want a good young wing player. I know some people might want Kelly Oubre, but I want Mikal Bridges because I saw him at college, in college, and I thought he was awesome there, and I want to bring him to the team. So what we're doing now, and again, we traded it for, don't even worry about it, because the Phoenix Suns don't care. They're my unfair trading post. Now, you think about it. Your backcourt, if you choose, could be the unconventional stylings of Devin Booker, because you need a shooting guard, and he could score all the points to go along with Luka. Then I can throw Bridges out at the wing, or if you want to keep Dorian Finney-Smith out at the wing, you can do that. Or if you want to run a more traditional backcourt with Jalen Brunson and Devin Booker, and then we have Luka at the three, even though he's still essentially running the point. And then I think DeAndre Ayton is the perfect complement to Kristaps, because you have a more traditional, old-timey center while also having a 7'3" unicorn at the four. And so now I've got my big, tall guy who can shoot the three-pointers, and I have my big, giant, built-like-a-Mack-truck center that can still also get you all the rebounds and all the putbacks. I have put together my team that, quite frankly, has four superstars under the age of 25, several viable role players, and I say bring it on, LA teams. I say bring it on, Giannis. My new super team can take you down.
Well, I agree with you. If we were to get Devin Booker and DeAndre Ayton, and I'll just stop there, I'd love to get a wing player too, but if we just got those two guys, I would be disappointed if the Mavericks didn't win four or five championships.
Wow!
I mean, that's good I think you would be. I mean, that's,
why isn't Phoenix just, better then?
You'd have. I don't know, because they do have Ricky Rubio now.
Who's their coach? Who has been their coach?
I don't know. It was Luka's old coach for 1 year. They just keep changing every year.
Right.
Now, and then DeAndre Ayton did miss 30 games this year. He missed 25 because of suspension and then came back and immediately got hurt. So it doesn't help that their second best player was out for half of the season this year. You know, Ricky Rubio has helped them. That's why they do get to play more games, is because they finally got a person who can set people up. Because as much as Booker, I love Booker, they tried to make Booker kind of a James Harden-like player the year before, and he's a good ball handler. He's just not Luka, James Harden ball handler. So he is better in, like, hey, you can handle the ball some, but you're like Klay Thompson with more ball handling, is kind of the way I see him. And so, like, if you ask him to be your point guard, you're going to be in big trouble winning games because he's just not that. But I would think if you had Booker, who's a super stud, Ayton, who looks like he's a future stud, you would be on your way to dominating the NBA.
Are either one of y'all's selections baseball teams?
Yes.
Well, oh, go ahead.
Okay, then I'll defer to you because there is one on the fan text. Actually, I've seen it a couple times. And if this is your selection, holy crap, this is a good one.
It's not. And the reason why is, like, when you first brought this topic up, I viewed it from a different perspective than you did. I thought of, like, more of, like, what team would you want to be your de facto farm system, akin to, like, how the Astros were for the Phillies for a short time there when the Astros were bottoming all the way out, where they would just send all their good players to Philadelphia. So I'm looking for characteristics of, like, a team that constantly ends up getting good players but loves shipping them out. And that made me think of the Miami Marlins.
They helped out Milwaukee a whole bunch. Yeah,
they have done that a ton, right? Like, Christian Yelich got sent out of there. Like, you can name a ton of players that they just shipped out for pennies on the dollar.
They got the best one and got the worst one.
You know, that's incredible. And Giancarlo, right? Yeah. Giancarlo Stanton. So, yeah, the Marlins, right now, it's devoid of talent. So, like, it doesn't fit in the way that you're talking about. But, like, they've seemed to constantly be able to get talent and, like, somehow find them and then ship them out. And that sounds like the type of farm system type situation that I'd want, you know? A team that constantly gets young guys that are pretty good and then ships them somewhere else.
Let's talk baseball for a second, because the tanking teams, which I feel like there's less. We know that the Baltimore Orioles are not in a win-now situation. The Kansas City Royals are not, or the Detroit Tigers in the Central. I can't put the White Sox there because they did things this offseason. I know they're a younger team and they haven't been in winning ways, but they're now trying to win, before coronavirus. So I don't feel like I can pluck the White Sox because they're actually trying to win this season.
That's unfortunate then, because that takes out from the 9-7-2, because this team has sucked, but at least they've put some effort into it. The Angels, because then if you theoretically could have picked up Rendon, Otani, Mike Trout, holy crap, let's do this. But I guess the fact that they are putting out some effort might disqualify them.
That's where I can't put them in a team I'm choosing from. I can choose from, in the American League, Seattle, Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore. And none of those teams really excite me much, except I would trade for, and I'm sorry I'm forgetting his name, I would trade for the catcher as the first overall pick from last year's draft. And that was the Baltimore Orioles. And I'm sorry I'm drawing a blank on his name, but he was maybe going to come up for September call-ups this year. But it doesn't matter now because we're going to have some sort of short and weird season. But when I go to the National League.
Is it Adley Rutschman's?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. He's the super stud guy I would love to have. The Miami Marlins, I don't really feel like there's anybody right now to take off of them. And then I get to my team when I go to the Central. And I'm going to take local product because the Pirates are not supposed to be good this year, and I would love to have Josh Bell as my first baseman and batting third or fourth in the lineup as a switch hitter. I think Josh Bell could be a really nice piece for the Texas Rangers. Now, the other one, which is interesting in the NL East, which I can't take because I think they're trying, is I'd love to get Jacob DeGrom, arguably the best pitcher in baseball.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Mets are trying to win, so
and
I feel like we have to take
last year.
Yeah, I feel like I have to choose a bad team that's not trying to win, and because of that, I can't take Jacob DeGrom. And when I go to the West, the Padres are trying. The Diamondbacks, not really. The Rockies, I'll tell you what, if you wanted to do the Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, we could finally make that happen. Okay, I think I would be.
Which Nolan Arenado is better than Josh Bell. So if we want to put the Rockies in there, I will choose Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, I think I might be intrigued by that. All right.
And then also, if I wanted to even go further, if like
you need to get Trevor Story too, right?
Yeah, Trevor Story from Irving. And then also, he had a bad year last year because of injuries. But if you look at Kyle Freeland, who's a young left-handed starting pitcher for them.
Okay. Do you want Charlie Blackmon too?
Yeah, I mean, maybe the Rockies have way more, right? The Rockies have way more than the Pirates. The Pirates, they have one guy I really like on there in a young, all-star guy in Josh Bell. But honestly, you just the Rockies, if we want to do the like take four or five guys, they have four or five guys I'd love to take.
For football, we get somebody said the Chargers because they want Derwin James from the 812, the Jets because they want Jamal Adams and Sam Darnold. We have
Bosa with the Chargers.
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah. Good God. We can get Bosa and Derwin James, who I think it might be the Chargers. Although from the 254, Cleveland Browns, from the 972, 956, 832, Cleveland Browns, Cleveland Browns. If you get Baker Mayfield, Beckham, Miles Garrett, you probably take Chubb too, right?
David Njoku probably throwing there.
Yeah,
I wonder if Njoku is better than I think he is, but we'll find out this year. You know how good our tight end situation is.
From the 214, y'all better spend 2 minutes cleaning out the Cleveland Browns for the Cowboys. Yeah, I think the Cleveland Browns makes a whole lot of sense for on the football perspective. But then if you went with the Jets, could you still take? Do they still have C.J. Mosley? You can pick him up as well, but. Okay, so I think for me, it's the Browns for football. We'd establish maybe the Rockies for baseball, the Suns for basketball. Is there any other?
I would take the Chargers over the Browns.
Okay, because you get
two. Just because I'm looking at
super,
defense. I feel like our offense is going to be a good offense.
There's some good defensive players there, though. They just drafted Grant Delpit. You got Denzel Ward. You have Larry Ogunjobi, one of the defensive tackles, and he's really good. Okay. You know what I mean? They've got some talent on that defensive side. You know, the problem is that they just haven't put it together.
I'm just thinking for the Chargers in Bosa and James, you have already one proven and one potential, if not for that injury of what? The best 20 defensive players in the league? And I know Bosa's obviously
on rookie contracts.
Yeah, too. Significantly higher than that. This game is fun, but it also kind of makes me sad. And somebody goes, what does that say about the Mavericks if you could just take three players off the Suns and they would instantaneously start? And I was like, hey, don't corrupt my game with your sadness. I understand your point. But yes, if we could just make one of these teams our unfair trading post, I would be all about that. And then we get multiple votes for the Washington Redskins. Oh, yeah, because you could bring in Chase Young. You could load up your defensive line with the Redskins defensive line. I like that as well. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.